is KN4VVY.
Okay, was it N4VVY? Maybe it was KN4VVY. Anyway, it's N4IQ, and I was going to say good afternoon, and it is good afternoon now. So we're on Lawrence Road here, headed towards the post office, over.
Well, also, just bringing my wife back from the hospital. She got discharged today after being in the hospital for about a month and a half. So I'm on Malden Road, right in front of the perfume factory or the rewater office. And that is K Kilo November 4, Victor Victor Yankee. Go ahead.
They're located. So let's hope they put a big dose of perfume in this morning. Congratulations on your wife coming back. She's probably listening. My goodness, after a month. Oh my goodness. Last year about this time, my wife was in the hospital for over a week, about 3 or 4 days in ICU, and was I ever glad to get her home. And she still has some ramifications from that visit, but she's doing pretty good. So that's great. I know you're gonna enjoy having her home, over.
Thank you. Yeah, the name here is Alan. And no, she's actually in her father's car behind me. It took two of us to get all her stuff and take her home. So I'm by myself. I got my truck loaded down with all the stuff she accumulated. And yeah, she had a kind of a stroke incident there on New Year's night. And she ended up in ICU for a couple of days and then on the stroke floor. And, but she's made some really great progress, and so they're sending her on home.
The happiest one about that, over.
Yeah, I think so. But I think the rain's gonna dry up here, and sun might come out this afternoon.
Yeah, but supposedly definitely get a lot drier. Most of the rain's supposed to go away. And I volunteer over at the animal shelter over at Animal Care. And supposed to be there at 10:30, but it's raining so bad. I walk the large breed dogs and help with a couple of their programs. And just way too wet. I got my boots over here. So when I get there, I'll change into my boots. Because it's just kind of, it's just ground's just saturated. But in the meantime, I've been Valentine's shopping. I got a couple letters here I got to mail. And I'll do that, and then I'll start heading back over towards Cherrydale. But it is supposed to, I won't say it gets dry, but the rain is supposed to be pretty much gone starting around 1 o'clock, by 2, definitely. And then it'll make it possible to walk these animals out there. It'd still be wet, but at least you can walk them.
Deep, man, really deep. You got your boots. Anyhow, yeah, I love dogs. I had two. I lost one back last Easter to cancer, and but I still have one left, and she's from the shelter. She's really smart. I mean, really smart dog. I'm amazed. So that's really cool, you volunteering at the shelter. And are they pretty full up over there these days?
It just depends. You know, they take animals from Spartanburg, and they also, if there's a big storm or hurricanes, things like that, they take animals from other parts of the state, actually other parts of the country if they have to. So it just depends, but lately it's hadn't been too full. They've really been doing quite well. And I love my dog. I have two. One came from a shelter, and the other one was just running loose. We just adopted him. They're best friends. I tell you what, yes, dogs can be really smart, a lot smarter than you think they are. They're just a big part of our family. I tell you, I don't know what we would do without our dogs. We also have 8 cats.
I gotta take a call. Somebody's calling me, and this is the third time. So I'll be right back. KN4BVY.
All right, I'll be around. N4IQ.
QKG. N4IQ. KN4BVY.
Still here, Alan. By the way, the name here is Bill.
Nice meeting you, Bill. Yeah, a nurse had called, was trying to call desperately because they left that IV port in my wife's arm. And it's like wanting us to turn around, come back, so they take it out. I said, we can take it out. It's no big deal. You know, so it's funny.
Well, personally, if it had been me, I probably would have thought about that before I left. If I was the patient, that is. I probably want that thing out.
Went to CVS pharmacy drive-thru, got to check on some scripts for her, and so I'll be signing with you there, Bill. And I hope you have a good day on your dog walk.
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely, the rain is definitely slacking off. Just as long as it's not raining, I can get outside. I don't care too much about how wet it is on the ground. All right, well, I'm just glad your wife's much better and going home. That'd be a great day. All right, I'll say 73. N4AQ.
It was N4AQ, Alpha Q, or IQ?
My slurring speech. It's India, Quebec.
Then the last time he said it, I thought you said A. N4A is a great call sign, N4IQ. All right, well, you take care, and we'll holler at you again on the radio here. N4IQ, this is KN4VVY73.
Call sign from the mid-70s, and the first call sign I got was 63, and it's too long for even me to tell you. Anyway, we'll see. Bye. N4IQ.
NQ. W4NGU Echo Link.
NGU, N4IQ. Hey, Phil. I tried down Echo Link early this morning, real early, and it wasn't up. So I guess Dave's been active with it. How you doing?
Good. I don't have it just a minute. I just want to make a comment. I know you doing that work with dogs. That's great. We've had a real nice black lab up here at the school for about a week or longer. It's obviously a puppy. It's big, but it's obviously a very young dog. And it's very skittish. You can't catch it, and you pull out a leash, and it runs like crazy, and it limps a little bit. I know it's been abused. And so I got concerned about it and thought I'd try to adopt it, but nobody could catch it. So we had some, I don't know which group, but some animal rescue group came up last night and I think fed it something with some tranquilizer in it and caught it and kept it inside in the warm overnight and fed it. And there are two people in line ahead of me to adopt it, so I don't guess I'm going to get it.
Well, you got a big heart. That's great. Oh, that's great. It's, I tell you what, you know, dogs, cats, but I'll even say especially dogs. They're innocent, and I just can't believe people mistreat animals. But then again, you got people mistreating their own children, so it shouldn't surprise anybody. But that's great. At least the dog's getting adopted. That was the most important thing. And there's always lots of dogs there, good dogs at animal care. Of course, the Humane Society has them too, but that need adopting. I've worked with the large dogs. So, by the way, I was going to ask you, you mentioned to me about the antenna. I'd sent you information on antenna. And I had forgotten about that I did, but I remember now that I sent you some information, but I couldn't remember which antenna I sent you the information about. Over.
I cataloged it in a special place for my ham antenna documentation, but it was for a vertical dipole. And it really seems like there was a power limitation on it because it heated the coax and all this, because it fed the outside of it. And I was interested because it was vertical polarization without radials. So, but that was it. If you need a copy of it, I know just where it is if you want me to shoot your copy back to you.
Well, that was the 20-meter vertical that I built. Works good. Well, yeah, I don't remember telling you that, but I'm sure I did, about the voltage limitation, but I wouldn't be concerned about it. It would just be, it's really not a big deal, because the high voltage is on the outside. The big thing was that the isolator on the bottom has to have enough impedance to really isolate the end, so it acts like the shield is actually stopping where the isolator is, and that you want to make sure you have an isolator. It's actually inductance there that can stand the voltage between the turns if you have one that's like a wound on a ferrite bead. But you can also use them just with toroids, and it's not really a big concern. I probably overemphasize that. Over.
Wait, give me just a little time when you come back to me. I'm missing the first few words for some reason. By the time it goes back to receive, you're in the middle of a sentence. But well, I never built it because I needed it for 40 meters, and at the time I didn't have anything that I could get in the air 66 feet with for one end of it, and actually bought two towers this week, so I can revisit that. But I do want to see this new design you've got, how it works, and go from there. I won't keep you, Bill. I need to get back at it, but it's good to talk with you, and I'll see you at the club meeting. Are you doing one of the Arduino projects?
I do think it'd be a lot of fun, but I tell you what, right now, really, first part of the year, probably until the summer, I'm so busy with other stuff. I just don't want to get involved in something else. But I think that's a great project. I think probably a lot of people are interested in that. I'll let you know how this other antenna works. Essentially the same thing, but it's just like that antenna I was telling you about on 20, except this is for 80 meters, and you make it into an inverted L with that feed point up high. So essentially same antenna. I've modeled this one myself, and it models out really good. So I just got to put it up. That's been my biggest problem, getting time to put it up in a clear day and everything else. I'm going to have some help doing it. All right. So I got everything ready to go. Got at the bottom of that, I'm going to, that antenna, inverted L, I've got a 1.5 kW remote auto tuner I'm put down there. So I can use it also at 40 and 20. Should work really good. 80, should be able to use it pretty much without a tuner. 73, I won't keep you. W4NGU N4IQ.
We'll be glad to help you. Time to put that thing up. I've got a shooter, although mine is a little bit different design from some of the other guys. I kind of modified something I bought at a ham fest. And mine shoots about a 3-inch long little piece of PVC pipe with filled with varying amounts of pennies. I have different bullets for different uses. And it's hard to be accurate. I tend to overshoot the whole tree, or it goes 30 feet in the air or something. But, you know, if you need my help in any way, let me know. Be glad to help you, W4NGU.
Okay, I waited long enough. All right, well, I appreciate that. Those things are really handy. The trigger like that one, so I modified it. The Sprinto trigger in it on mine. That thing will go like unbelievable. It's got the same sort of thing. It's got PVC projectiles. I've got pennies in it. They will go forever. The way I vary it, how far it goes is by the pressure I put in there. I'm at Cherrydale. Goody, goody, goody. That means I can get out there and help the critters. 73, M4AQ.